Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes, so that I can assist you in being able to help reach your goals, accomplish some of the dreams that you have, and really get you started on your week and your day by focusing in such a way that helps you to clear conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals, whether they're goals for this week, for today, for the month, or further out. So without any further ado, the focus for this week is thriving from non-attachment. And we will now go ahead and set up in the meditation position. So please sit in a straight back chair, or at least with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily, and inhale, bringing up the breath all the way through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. Very good. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk, and that tree trunk has roots that go all the way down into the center of the earth. Those roots are embedded into the core, and you are one with this tree trunk. Continuing to breathe and envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura, an electromagnetic energy field that is part of your life force energy. And imagine this bubble is 18 inches from your physical body. 18 inches from above your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, in back of you, on the right, on the left, and all around you. And this bubble has an eggshell stiffness to it, not real, real hard, but about an eggshell stiffness. And imagine it is a beautiful golden color vibration, a bright, beautiful golden color vibration. And imagine out in front of you a giant violet flaming wall. This wall is burning from the ground up, taller than you, beautiful violet, purifying flame. And as you continue to take deep breaths, we're going to clear the chakras, which are energy centers. There are 7 primary chakras along your spine. And we're going to clear the chakras of any unwanted energy, as the chakra system actually helps to regulate your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies. So let's put your attention, and we're going to do a few chakras at a time. So let's put your attention at your first and second chakras. The first chakra is located at the base of the spine, right where your tailbone is. And the second chakra is located 2 inches below your belly button. So that would be in between the ovaries for you ladies and the male reproductive system for you men, right about where your prostate is. Very good. And I'd like for you to just inhale and then exhale out through those chakras. And as you exhale, know that you are releasing whatever energy is in those chakras that you no longer want. The violet flame receives this energy, accepts the energy, and purifies it completely. So as you breathe deeply through the first and second chakras, let go of any energy that would keep you in a place of survival, any energies that would keep you from being absolutely in excellent health, true financial abundance, any concerns about your home, how you will take care of yourself, job, career, finances. Just let go of whatever might block you, including the worry of these things. And also clear out from the second chakra, as you take these deep breaths, any energy that's related to your emotions or really your feelings and sexuality. Let go of all of the feelings that have kept you down or held you back, anger, depression, despair, apathy, jealousy, guilt, whatever the energy is, these lower vibrational energies, let go of them. And let go of any energy in your space, any type of sexual energy, either from a regular partner or from those that have just even thought about you in that way. Through thought in and of itself, there's energy that is sent over to you, and it's important that you clear it and let it go. Just simply release it. Very good. And now put your attention on your third and fourth chakras. The third chakra is located behind your stomach. Your fourth chakra is located behind your heart. And as you inhale, go ahead and exhale out through both of those chakras, continuing this way as you release the undesired energy that's in both of those chakras. As a spirit, you know what you're ready to let go of in this moment. The third chakra is a great place to let go of any energy that has control over you, any addictions of any kind, any behavior patterns that you continue to repeat over and over. Let those go. Let go of any need you have to control others or any other situations. Just let it all go, giving you the opportunity to be within your own power. And let go of the energy in your fourth chakra, the heart, where you have not forgiven someone, where you have not maybe forgiven yourself. Let go of any, again, anger, of any lack of self-love, self-validation. Just let it all go completely and 100% from that fourth chakra. that chakra is truly about you loving yourself and loving others and loving everything there is about the life that you are experiencing, unconditionally and divinely. And put your attention on your fifth and sixth chakras. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale out through the fifth and sixth chakras, located at the base of your throat and the center of your head, release this energy into the flame that you're ready to get rid of, that no longer serves you, and let the flame just really gently continue to pull or suck the energy out of you and purify it completely. The fifth chakra at the base of the throat is one that regulates communication and creativity. So this is a wonderful area to release any blocks where you may experience not being as creative as you would like to be, where that creativity seems to be a little bit stuck, whether it's creating ideas for a new project, a new business, creatively in terms of writing or performing with the arts, creating in terms of pregnancy, wherever you may or in whatever way you may feel stifled or stuck, this is the opportunity to let the energy go from that fifth chakra and to let go of communication challenges, whether it's communicating too much or not enough, and get rid of those perfect pictures in terms of how you should communicate, how you should express yourself as spirit. And in the sixth chakra, in the center of your head, as you continue to breathe, let go of energies that would keep you from seeing from the God perspective, that everything is perfect just the way it is, that all energy has its own divine purpose. Just let that go. Breathing deeply and effortlessly, very good. And put your attention at your seventh chakra, which is located on top of your head. That chakra deals with knowing what you know, what you know. So this is a wonderful place to let go of uncertainty about anything, about yourself, about where your life is, about the job, about anything. Let go of your rationalizing, analyzing, intellectualizing. Let go of the constant chitter-chatter that goes on in your head and just be still and know what you know, what you know. Allow yourself to receive the wisdom, the information of divine mind, of higher intelligence, of spirit. And just continuing to take these nice, deep, and easy breaths. Very good. And as you exhale, allow any energy that might still be in your aura, in that bubble, to leave. Just exhale as it continues to move out into the violet flame. Releasing all of this desired, unwanted energy. You don't have to force it. And you may see images, you may have thoughts that come up in your mind, belief systems that seem to appear, feelings that are becoming present, physical body sensations that are happening in different parts of the body, whatever it is, as you exhale, just let it go. Completely, totally let it go. Very good. Now, as I speak about attachment and non-attachment, again, just breathe nice, easily, and deeply, clearing all the energies that keep you attached or obsessed about your desires. Anything that would keep you attached or obsessed to overbearing desires. And in particular, just intend and focus on clearing energies from your seventh chakra on top of your head, the fourth chakra behind your heart, the second chakra 2 inches below the belly button, and the first chakras. So all four of these chakras in particular, intend, know, be aware. As you take these deep breaths, you are clearing energy around attachment and non-attachment. So let go of what you are attached to right now. It might be an idea, it might be a project, it might be a person, it might be a worry, it might be anger. Just let go of what you are attached to right now. Let go of how you are attached to it and why you are attached to it. And let go of all other forms of attachment too. This is a huge area for we as human beings are attached to so much. We are attached to our families. We are attached to our ideas and needing them to be right. We are attached to our jobs even when we don't like them. We are attached to how we need to live. We are attached to worry. We are attached to doubt. We are attached to lack of self-love. We are attached to the ego. We are attached to our judgments and criticisms. We are attached to how something should be, what's right and correct, or what's wrong or incorrect. We are attached to being better than. We are attached to being worse than. We are attached to our things, to our pets. Just let go of all of the attachments. Release all desires that are spawned from these attachments, regardless of what they are. One huge attachment that we all share on some level is the attachment to fear. And that many of the things which we create, which we bring into this physical manifestation, comes from fear. So let go of those attachments and the fear that is behind it. Even if you don't know, even if you're not sure, it doesn't matter. Just allow yourself to let it go. Intend as you exhale that you are releasing these energies, ready to go, and the violet flame receives them. The violet flame will gently suck them from you and receive them and purify them. Consider and let go of attachments to memories from the past, memories of how things were, the family, school, your friends, the neighborhood you lived in, the neighborhood you live in now, favorite and non-favorite teachers, the first employer, your first love, concerts and dates, broken heart, the first time away from home, travel to foreign places, the loss of loved ones. Any attachments you have, let them go. Release all the memories of every situation, every circumstance, and anything else that you're holding on to, or I will say that you are attached to, in a positive and negative way. And this includes all the belief systems you have, from the belief in lack to the belief in unconditional love, from the belief in good life and perfection to the belief in bad, evil, and mistakes, from the belief in success to the belief in failure. Let go of them all. They are forms of attachments you hold on to that keep you stuck in being limited and small. They keep you stuck in a place of powerlessness in your own life. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. Just allow yourself to breathe, to let the energy go into the violet flame. And whatever is coming up, the sensations in your body, feelings that are present, visions you may receive, things you may hear, thoughts rolling around in your mind, let it all come to the surface and leave. And release your emotional attachments, the attachments that come from love or fear. You know, those attachments that are best because of the feelings that are associated with them. Release and let go of these feelings such as anger, depression, grief, overwhelm, apathy, despair, aggravation, envy, and more. All of these energies are associated in some way with fear, and just let them go. Don't force it. Just continue to breathe and know that what you're ready to release right now is leaving your space, and in particular, the first, second, fourth, and seventh chakras. And you have other emotional feelings and attachments, such as happiness, excitement, exhilaration, joy, delight, giddiness, being thrilled, in awe, and a lot more that are associated with love. Release those too. Every single one of these feelings is a form of attachment to emotions which drive obsessive desires. Specifically, obsessive desires that are relentless due to fear. Those attachments create levels of stress that are more about survival than thriving. So just continue to breathe deeply. Now begin to clear the energy that's attached to survival, any anxiety energy that's developed and heightened by fear. And it's often the fear of suffering and the fear of dying that keeps us so attached even to the concept of fear. Allow yourself to bring to the surface all forms and levels of anxiety around surviving. That would be the fear of excellent health, the fear of poverty, the fear of homelessness, the fear of starvation, the fear of lack, the fear of loneliness, the fear of dreams unfulfilled. Let that go. The energy of survival is very limiting. It chokes literally the threshold of thriving. So you want to let go of all forms of survival energy right now. Nice deep breaths and let go. Experience these energies leaving you like dust in the wind, the heaviness of them is actually leaving so that you're feeling lighter and lighter and more present. And now it's time to move into non-attachment and into neutrality. So I want you to imagine someone you love deeply, a parent, a spouse, a child, sibling, a friend, whomever it is in the violet flame. And see that person standing there with a smile and arms outstretched to welcome you with a big hug. Okay, very good. And as you do, I want you to begin simply letting go of the feelings that come up at this time. Very good. Now I want you to see yourself running toward that person, and as you do, pay attention to how you feel and stop. Now turn and run away from the person and stop. What other feelings came up for you? Turn and face the person again with a great big smile and the arms reaching out to you in an open gesture of welcome. Stand right where you are. Don't move a muscle. How does it make you feel to not go toward that person or away from that person? Standing completely still without running toward or away from the person you love. Are you experiencing being neutral? Or are you experiencing wanting to really go to that person or pull away from that person? Whatever the experience, if you are not simply in a place of neutrality where you feel just very peaceful, at ease, and calm, as you see this person with their arms stretched out to welcome you and a giant smile, If you are experiencing simply being, you are in neutral. Anything else, release it and clear it into the violet flame. You want to determine for yourself, is there longing to be with that person or again move further away? In either case, let go of the feelings and the thoughts that are associated with that person, no matter what they are. Let go of the attachment in whatever way that you might have to this person, to the memories of the person, to any experiences shared and everything else. And it's important for you to continue to practice moving toward and away from, and then to just stand still in front of the person that you are longing for, that you have any other feelings around, that an action must be taken. You want to move into neutral. When you have no sense of being closer or further from that person that you love. So we're going to do it one more time, except this time I want you to see someone or something different that you would prefer not being very close to. Someone that you do not have the same type of loving feelings for. Someone or something you'd rather avoid altogether. Imagine that in the violet flame. And I'd like for you to begin running away from the person or object. Start running away. Imagine yourself doing that and stop. How do you feel? What are you thinking? Let it go. Now imagine as you face the violet flame with the person or object in it, begin to run toward it. Run, run, run toward it and stop. How do you feel? What are you thinking? What are you believing? Whatever it is, let it go into the flame. And stand there, face to face with the image. You're not moving away from it, but you're not moving toward it. How does it make you feel? Are you neutral? And if you're not neutral, clear the energy that's present within you right now. When you become neutral to this person or thing, you know that you've let go of the attachment that you have. You've been able to let go of that attachment. Put your attention now on your first chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and see a beautiful ruby red, golden, luminescent, four-pointed star in the middle of this chakra. A ruby red, golden, luminescent, four-pointed star in the middle of this chakra. And notice how this color vibration, which represents thriving, begins to expand in the chakra and move throughout your entire body. This vibration is not about attachment. It is actually the neutral essence of the chakra being completely in balance. And it spreads throughout your entire body. And notice as it becomes brighter and brighter and brighter, like a beautiful beacon of light shining a soft red golden hue. Very good. Know that this golden red luminescent light is shining very brightly throughout your physical body. And it also shines throughout your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies that are attached to it as well. Now put your attention on your second chakra. Put your attention on your third chakra, which is located behind the stomach. And this chakra is a beautiful lemon yellow golden luminescent vibration. A beautiful lemon yellow golden luminescent vibration. Five-pointed star. I want you to see a five-pointed star located in this third chakra. And this color vibration represents your true power. Your power as spirit. Again, it's a very neutral energy because it simply is and nothing more. It is not good, it is not bad, it just is. And watch as this beautiful yellow golden vibration becomes brighter and brighter. And it also begins to expand and move through every cell of your body, every organ, every muscle, every system, every cellular tissue in your body is being filled with this golden yellow luminescent light, allowing your true power to help move you into neutrality. And there is no need for attachment because your power is balanced, giving you the opportunity personally to simply be. Nice, easy breath. Allow yourself to be in the experience of this as you imagine it. And put your attention at your sixth chakra, located in the center of your head. And imagine there is an indigo, golden, luminescent color vibration. It's a six-pointed star in the sixth chakra. Don't get hung up on what does that look like. Just intend there is an indigo, golden luminescent vibration, six-pointed star in your sixth chakra. And this color vibration represents seeing the full essence within everyone and everything. It's also neutral, and it's a great balanced vibration with no attachment. Because it really helps you to see what is. So watch as this energy also becomes brighter and brighter, more expansive as it moves throughout your body and all the other bodies simultaneously. Don't force it. Just let it continue to grow and spread. And watch as the energy really becomes the fullness of divine seeing from the highest, most neutral place. This beautiful indigo, golden, luminescent color vibrations. And experience the essence of all of these golden luminescent vibrations that are moving through you, the ruby red, lemon yellow, indigo, these beautiful golden pearlescent vibrations. And notice how you're filled with these gorgeous, brilliant lights. Allowing you to simply just be in this moment without attachment. This is how you are thriving at this present time, right now. Very good. And surround yourself with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. And as you move forward this week and today, do it with non-attachment. Do it from a place of being open to the experience of what is, without anything attached to it. No feelings, no thoughts, no ideas, no nothing. It just is. And in the non-attachment, simply give thanks and be in appreciation for what you're able to experience, for what you're able to be part of in that moment. Thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and if you'd like to find out more about me and the Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org and find out what other programs we have, classes, services, and so forth that you might want to take advantage of. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.